From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. There was another devastating suicide attack in Iraq today. A bomber detonated a truck filled with explosives outside a police station in the town of Iskandariya, about 30 miles south of Baghdad. The local hospital director says more than 50 people were killed. James Hyder is covering the story for the Times of London. He says many of those killed were young men applying for jobs.
There was a group of about 50 Iraqis who were looking for jobs as policemen. They were queuing up outside for application forms, and it appears that the suicide bomber in a Toyota pickup targeted that group of people. It was a busy morning. It was 9 o'clock, and the suicide bomber drove basically into a crowd of people. When I was there, I saw burnt-out cars. There was a crater several meters wide in the road. The police station itself, which had been fortified with sandbags, had survived, although the parapet on the roof had been blown off. The building itself was cracked. I understand from American soldiers who'd been inside that the offices were intact. There were injuries inside, but no deaths. All the deaths occurred outside in the street.
You were able to go to the hospital and talk with at least one survivor of the blast. What did he tell you about the risks that are perceived by people who are approaching what are now becoming target spots, things like police stations, which are considered to be connected with U.S. forces there?
Well, it was an interesting mix of attitudes. I spoke to several people in the hospital, one of whom was one of the applicants. He was a young man, a student at college. He wanted to carry on his studies, but he said that his family was so hard up that he had to quit college and he had to find a job. And in Iskandariya, which is an industrial town which used to make fertilizers, tank shells and cars, there's no industry left. All the factories have closed. But he said the only sure way of finding a job with a regular income was to become a policeman. And he said that he was going to reapply as soon as he was out of hospital to become a policeman. Another policeman I spoke to said that there had been so many attacks on the police that unless things improved, unless the Americans actually seal off the borders and stop terrorists coming over from countries like Iran and Syria, he said that he would quit the police. He said there was no point in carrying on. Now, a third policeman I spoke to, who had been injured with shrapnel wounds, said, "I'll never surrender to these terrorists."
Is there any indication at this point of whether the suicide bomber was in fact someone who had come across a border, or might he have been an insurgent from within Iraq itself?
Well, the hallmarks are of an Islamic extremist group, possibly linked to Al-Qaeda. There is a homegrown Islamic group called Ansar al-Islam, which is a predominantly Kurdish organization. Suicide bombings are their hallmark. Previous suicide bombings on police stations have been carried out by suspected Yemenis, Syrians, and the coalition has often said that these are the work of Al-Qaeda-linked Islamic extremists. So they are the main suspect.
James Hyder, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
James Hyder is correspondent for the Times of London. He spoke with us from Baghdad.